Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News. Fahima Adia is with us, a senior equity analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's talk first about the topsy-turvy Rand going below 18 yesterday. A bit of a recovery today, but I guess we're going to have to expect this volatility for some time to come, given the dollar strength.
Evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been quite a difficult time for the Rand and other emerging market currencies post that Trump election. We are seeing, like you said, quite a lot of volatility with the Rand actually depreciating all the way back to what we've seen in the first half of the year even. We are starting to see a bit of recovery, but I think that main issue that's really been impacting the Rand and other emerging currencies has been that stronger dollar that has been supported by Trump's growth priorities and also the pending tariff hikes, which will likely have an inflationary impact on the U.S., which means the Fed may not be able to cut rates as much as we had all initially anticipated. And that's just resulted in an increase in those U.S. bond yields, which is what's really impacting our Rand now.
Fahima, DSTV, it's lost a million premium Compact Plus subscribers in 4 years. MultiChoice admitting globally that pay TV growth has plateaued. This is a company that is in a real amount of trouble and reflected in the share price today, down by almost 1%.
Yeah, it's not a great update from them. So it looks like they've been heavily impacted by the currency devaluations in the African countries that they operate in. So basically, this combined with very tough macro challenges resulted in the profit falling, I see, from 1.5 billion to just 7 million. And then if we look at those subscriber numbers, you know, like you say, that's fallen almost 11% or 1.8 million to 19.3 million. And then if we look at South Africa, it's actually lost 400,000 customers from a year ago. And it's just basically been losing subscribers to online streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime. They have been trying to compete by investing more into their own streaming service, Showmax, but I think they were a bit too slow. And this has resulted in those big international competitors just taking a lot of their market share.
It was interesting to see today that Brait has put out its first half profit numbers, saying that Virgin Active and Premier are boosting that. And the share up by 5.5% today, albeit off a very low base. I mean, 1.91 Rand, previously a 1.81 Rand close.
Yes, it was a good set of results. Good to see that Brait's returned to profitability after it completed that recapitalization plan. And like you said, very strong performance at Virgin Active and Premier. So if we look at the headline earnings per share, that increased to 39 cents from just 1 cent a year ago. And then just taking a closer look at Virgin Active, it looks like the performance there was driven by a 6% year-on-year increase in active manager members at Virgin Active. That resulted in a 16% increase in revenue. And if we include Kauai in those results, it's actually a 23% increase. Then looking at Premier Foods, so that's sort of the grocery, personal care products and sugar confectionery side of the business, also saw a pretty strong EBITDA growth of 13.5% year-on-year. On the negative side, though, the fashion retailer in the UK New Look has been experiencing a difficult trading period. But yeah, overall, I think it definitely was a good set of results and great to see some recovery here.
Yeah, I guess if you hold that share, go to gym more often, you'll help things along. If you look at Santam today, South Africa's largest short-term insurer, its share price down fractionally today and putting a warning out about underwriting performance for the rest of the year, saying that it's vulnerable to more adverse weather conditions. And of that, we shouldn't be surprised.
Yes. So Santam did say they were already impacted by the inclement weather conditions in July, particularly in the Western Cape. So that resulted in sizable flooding losses. And the performance for the rest of the year is quite vulnerable to adverse weather events. And they also said fire events. So I expect that global warming and, you know, the resulting climate impacts that we're seeing from this is going to definitely have an impact on the insurance industry in the years to come. So quite a big headwind, I think, facing it.
And just finally, Fahima, just looking at the overall South African market going ahead and maybe some thoughts from you on the kind of choppy waters that we might be going into ahead of the inauguration of the new Trump administration. Is there going to be some sort of blowback or follow through here?
Yeah, so I think we're already starting to see, you know, a bit of a pullback in our local market and other emerging markets like China after that Trump election. So yes, you know, I think markets in general have cooled off a bit after we saw US markets reach those record highs post-Trump's win, but the momentum there is starting to fade in general. So the issue with the emerging market, though, like South Africa, is it generally is seen as riskier, and investors tend to flee risky markets in uncertain times. And given, you know, Trump's new policies now that are expected to result in increased risks and instability globally, given the proposed tariff increases on imports and the impact this would have in terms of trading with other countries, also in terms of us trading with the US, is something that could create quite a lot of, I think, headwinds for our local markets. So overall, I don't think it's great for emerging markets, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Our Wednesday markets commentator is Fahima Adia, senior equity analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again next week.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.